Our sports card here with Sally from Georgia State Volleyball. Take me to conference play. You had two matches against Monroe and Louisiana. Just overall impressions of how the women opened up conference play.
Well, our conference overall is open for anyone. And so there's not a team that's dominating the conference. It's really anyone can come in. And so your home court is really an advantage. So we took advantage of that on our first night on Friday. And on Saturday, Lafayette did a nice job with speed, and we just weren't able to handle their offense. And it was more our side of the net that we need to take care of. And so going 1-1 over the weekend wasn't terrible, but it wasn't what we expected.
What was the difference you noticed in play non-conference or preseason into conference play? Did you notice a difference in activity, just intensity, anything like that?
So our players understand that the non-conference is building us up for conference play. And we are definitely playing at our highest level right now. It's just making sure we play every point. And especially with a young team, we might let a point or two go, and that's the difference between a set. You know, a two-point difference is a set. And so we just have to control our errors, and we call them unforced errors, and be smart in certain situations where the ball's not in a good place. And that's something that we've got to continue to grow in.
Looks like defensively you had some highlights with Celeste. She was named Conference Player of the Week. I think she had 50-plus digs over the two matches. I'll talk about her play and then your defense overall.
So Celeste is really a major part of our serve, receive, and defense. And she controls our backcourt, and she did a fantastic job really all pre-conference in growing her game and really becoming a go-to player for us in both serve, receive, and defense, plus from the service line. And so her commitment has been very good as far as communication. So the earlier she can communicate, the earlier our hitters can prepare to hit. And so that's really trickled down to the rest of our team, her play growth.
And then offensively, it looks like Sarah Renner, she had 50-plus assists in that victory against ULM. But talk about her and then how your offense is flowing so far this year.
So to have 21 kills in a set is very effective. That means you are winning that set, that you are terminating the ball to earn your points. Monroe didn't give us very many points. And having 21 kills in a 25-point set shows that our offense was running and we were utilizing a lot of different players. We had a very balanced offense. And that's exactly what we want. We have a very offensive hitters and physical hitters, and we want to get them the ball in a good situation. And Sarah did a nice job distributing the ball there.
And now you have two matches on the road, South Alabama and Troy. Team looks like they're ahead, top of the conference, and one team looks like they might be towards the bottom end. But it's also on the road, your first road test as far as conference play. How's preparations been the past few days for the girls and for the team overall?
Good. One of our themes this week has been prepare like a champion, behave like a champion, and believe you are champions. And that's something that we have to do on a consistent basis, especially with being young. And when we play well, our emotions are high, they're excited, but when we're challenged, we have to maintain that energy of that challenge. And so this is a great test for us to be on the road. And South Alabama has a great gym environment. It's our first home match in a while. And so they're ready to go, and we're ready to compete. And we know we're going to be on the road a lot this year, so we've talked about it in preseason. And we play very well and aggressive on the road. And so we're excited to get out there and get business done.
We talked earlier, this is your fourth year here with the program. It is a youthful roster, but you recruited all of these players. What's this makeup of the roster as compared to other years where you inherited a lot of sophomores and juniors and even some seniors?
Well, our juniors are starting to emerge as very strong leaders. And with so many freshmen, we have seven freshmen. So that's a lot. That's a team changing of just new bodies, new attitudes, understanding the system. And so this is about the time where they understand the challenges ahead and the level of play in our conference and how high it is. And so we are young, yet we have experience, and that's fun to coach and get out here every day and work hard. And they're ready. They're ready to get in the gym and grow their game. So I don't think that when we say we're young, it's because of some of the small errors that we make, but not the overall makeup of our team.
Mm-hmm.